Please turn to Psalm 41. Psalm 41, we're going to be reading the first three verses of the psalm, which tells us about strength and sustenance from the Lord. Verse 1, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. Psalm 41 is the close of the first section of the Psalms. People have divided it up into five sections. First section is Psalm 1 to 41. This psalm starts off with a blessing or a beatitude. Blessed is he. And ends with a doxology. And this takes us back to Psalm 1, which also starts off with the beatitude when it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So this book of the Psalms, Psalm 1, gives you the relationship that a righteous man has with his God, the Godward aspect of his relationship, and at the close of this section of the Psalms, Psalm 41 gives you the man's relationship to his fellow men. Blessed is he who considers the poor. Derek Kidner, in his two commentaries on the Psalms, he's divided this psalm up into 3.5 sections. The first section is verses 1 to 3, which we've read, which gives a chance to help. The next section, which is verses 4 to 10, shows a chance to hurt, which we'll get to at a later day. And the last section, verses 11 and 12, gives us the last word in the mouth of David, followed by verse 13, the doxology, the blessing that David gives right at the end of this psalm, but the closure of this section of the psalm. It's said that these five sections of the Psalms are akin to the fivefold division of the books of the law, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The start of the psalm is the word blessed. Blessed is he who considers the poor. This word blessed here, it means to be in a state of bliss. Oh, the bliss of this action and what this action brings to the person who performs it, a state of bliss. It also has a meaning of the way of wisdom. This blessing is due to the wisdom that the man shows in how he regards others and helps them. And also the word bliss, it speaks of enjoying God. This is a man who is walking with his Lord, but he's walking with a heart that is open both to the Lord and to other people. Blessed is he who considers the poor. That word considers, or it's one word that says he who considers, it means to ponder, upon something. It means to understand something, to show insight into a situation. Blessed is he who considers the poor, who understands and thinks about it, and shows insight into the condition of this poor person. And the word poor, it doesn't just mean a lack of wealth. David, the psalmist, isn't just considering someone who is short on change in his pocket, but it also has the meaning of being weak or thin or needy. And when you look at the context of the psalm, it talks about sickness. It talks about the sick bed that a person could be upon. Blessed is the man who considers the poor, not just in wealth, but in ill health, in other circumstances of life where they are thin and weak and needy. And of course we have the Lord Jesus saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. And that word poor in spirit shows that they are humble. They're not above themselves. They're not beyond being helped by others. They're not beyond being helped by God. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. In times of adversity, in times of affliction, in times of evil. This word trouble, it has many meanings within the Old Testament, and the context of where the word is used usually brings out the sort of problem that there is. Sometimes it is evil, sometimes it is the troubles of life. And the promise of the Lord is that he will deliver the one who is blessed by considering the poor. And the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. The word preserve, it means to watch over, to protect, to have the hands wrapped around us, protecting us from harm. We have been protected from the most harm of all because the Lord Jesus had these outstretched hands upon the cross that were nailed there. Outstretched hands that have embraced us, took upon himself our sin. And we have forgiveness through that. We have deliverance, preservation. The Lord will keep him alive and he will be blessed on the earth as well. This is a promise of when we are walking with the Lord, he will bless us. When we think of blessing, we think of perhaps wealth. That's just one, isn't it, out of many of the blessings that the Lord gives us. He blesses us with the knowledge of himself. I think that's possibly the greatest blessing of all. The blessing of God's word, which informs us of our Lord, tells us about him, enriches our lives so that we are rich, possibly with wealth, but mainly and far better, the richness of knowing him. Knowing him as our Lord and our Saviour. There is not a greater blessing than that, than knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. He cares for us. He watches over us. But note something. It said that you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies, but in verse 3, the Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. This is a reality that believers face. Sometimes we get sick. But the Lord doesn't desert us. He doesn't leave us to just lie there. He is with us. Sometimes these sicknesses that we have are a form of testing. Sure, they test our faith. They test our spirit. They test our loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we go through these things, not just sickness, illness, but other terms of testing as well. He's there with us. He's strengthening us on our bed of illness. He sustains us there. That word strengthen, it means to support. It means to sustain. It means to refresh the heart. When I was a very young Christian, I was introduced to a man in a small village in Derbyshire who was a great witness to all the people in his village, the people that he knew. As a young man, he'd been knocked down by a car and rendered totally paralyzed from the neck down. And in his house, he just lay in his bed. He couldn't rise, he couldn't do anything. He had to have other people do all the things for him. But he was one of the greatest witnesses for Christ that I can think of. Because people would come to visit him and he would end up witnessing to them. And he said, because I was young, and he says, what are my hobbies? I said, oh, I go fishing. He says, oh, I'm a fisherman too, a fisher of souls. And he explained to me, I was very young Christian, he explained to me what that meant and how that, he wasn't boasting, how that through his witness, people had come to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great witness it was. And the Lord sustained him on his bed of illness. And the Lord brought refreshment to his heart as he testified to his Lord and Saviour. That word sustain, it also means to restore. And yes, the Lord can restore us in our health. And we can pray for that and know that he can do it. And pray for others, knowing that he can do it for them also. He sustains them. And if this man, he never got healed. He died on that sick bed. But his testimony brought many into the kingdom of God. He was a blessing to many through the words of his mouth that came from his heart, from the Saviour that he loved. And we also have this ability to witness to others, a far greater ability than this man had in some respects. But I don't think my life has been anything near the witness to Christ that that man's life had been. But the Lord is with us. And this is what we can take from this part of this psalm. Next time we will consider this chance to hurt that other people were taking an opportunity to perform. People who were enemies of David, and David describes what was taking place. But this is a psalm of triumph, and that's how it ends, and we'll get to that as well. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the continued presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives through the Spirit of God who lives within us. There are things that take place in our lives that we don't always understand. But this thing we know, you are with us. You have embraced us with hands that were nailed to the cross. Your blood has cleansed us from our sins. And we look forward to that day when we will see you and worship you with a fullness that will be complete. So, Father, we pray for your blessing upon us. We pray that we would learn the lessons from your word. And we pray that you continue to be with us on this, your day, as we seek to serve and testify of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we ask it in his name. Amen.